Welcome back to True Roblox News, your source of True Roblox News. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, where we'll be announcing when newer episodes are made, or to get updates on the latest news in the Roblox community.
Age guidelines have been added to Roblox. These work similar to ESRB ratings. Chipotle is coming back to Roblox, and I believe they had a sort of competition to see whoever could cook the best burrito or something. I didn't read too much into it. I forgot to check it, and now we're here. So, anyways, verified badges have rolled out to Roblox. There is currently no application process as of now, but it rolls out to notable experience owners, influence brands, and UGC creators. Parents, you are now able to restrict access to experiences on Roblox that may be unsuitable for your child. The founder of Roblox, David Baszucki, has donated $150 million to treat bipolar disorder and better understand the cause of it. It is stated that he is one of the many donators that have people within the family burdened with a disorder. As part of a Roblox-led program to comply with laws in the Netherlands and Belgium, any experience with paid item trading or random items loot boxes will no longer be accessible in those countries in the coming weeks. The Roblox Universal app is now rolling out to users on desktop. This new app creates a seamless experience between browsing and playing by having everything under one app. This will also make it easier for Roblox to push updates across platforms, PC, mobile, console, etc. Some users may be seeing a new feature within the Roblox Avatar Editor that allows you to reorder the layering of clothing on your avatar. This new feature may make a more inspiring or creative avatars, since there's a lot of unique layered clothing out there, and you can mix match them all to whatever you want.